This AceCast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to linksoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
The pitch to Ramon is drilled to left center, way back. How far will it fly as the A's take the lead? Laureano drills one up into the seats in left center.
The high set, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball, strike three, called. High octane at 95.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
Time for the series finale from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. This is the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron on this Wednesday morning. And good morning to all of you back in the Bay Area. I'm Alex Jensen from PNC Park for the A's Total Access pregame show. The A's are going for the series win after busting out last night, an 11-2 victory. A series win would be the third of the season. It'll be Hogan Harris for the Athletics making his first start, and Roansy Contreras, the right-hander, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. When look to my right, and I see Johnny Dosko joining me here at PNC Park. And, boy, Dosky had to feel good for this offense last night. 15 hits, three shy of a season high, 11 runs, and the largest margin of victory on the season.
Yeah, it was pretty special. And, you know, you and I talked about on the broadcast, so when will this team add on? When will they bust out? When will they have that blowout win? Well, the answer was last night. And Tommy Everidge, who I had on the show, you'll hear it later on A's Total Access, was elated. And he knew, you know, he's saying, look, guys are starting to trust the process. And you kind of saw Jace Peterson kind of snapping out of his skid even a few days ago. Just the swings were better, approach was better. And look, he's a vet. And a five-hit game with two home runs, five RBIs, incredible. Making some history doing that. Nota getting on base incredibly well. Ledmus Diaz, we saw it at Houston. He started to swing a hot bat. He's coming around. So there are some signs that this offense is coming to life beyond just 11 runs and 15 hits.
Well, and a performance like that can really loosen the screws when you trust the process, but seeing results is imperative.
It is. And look, it's talk about, as we said, trust the process, but you're right. When you see results like that, each day builds on the next one, and this team had a lot of confidence. And they were, look, last night they wanted to enjoy what they had, not look ahead or look behind them, just enjoy that day. And because today's a new day, you kind of have to erase that, but still have those feelings of those good feelings and the confident feelings that they have. So we'll see what happens today.
You know, I know the A's pitching staff has battled a little bit of command, here in this series in Pittsburgh, but really they've gotten two good starts. First from J.P. Sears, and last night, James Caprillion able to get through six while walking five. I mean, that's the type of start, right, that you want from an older guy in your rotation.
I think both really gutsy starts. I really do, because, look, Sears did not have his great stuff, and he battled, tried to get through five and just couldn't. And, you know, he walked five, and then Caprillion, he walks five, didn't have his great stuff, but he battled, and six innings, four hits, allowed just one earned run. And look, Jace Peterson told Caprillion after he made that error, they came into the dugout, he goes, I'm going to get four hits for you. He said that before his first at bat.
Well, he lied.
Yeah, he lied. He had five, exactly. He had four going into the ninth inning. He had two home runs and three singles. So look, this team still, they get along great. They're loose in the clubhouse. It comes down to, you know, people say, oh, yeah, they're 13-50, but I'm telling you, there are some things going on that I think will allow this team to be even more confident going forward.
And real quick, Hogan Harris is looking to build upon two back-to-back very quality outings after a shaky debut.
Yeah, he's been great. He did have that shaky debut, and it was a long month and a half for him to finally get back to the big leagues and pitch so well in that first game back and pitch well in his last appearance. So he gets the start here, and he's got really good stuff. Look, this is a guy that made Arias look foolish on a pitch last start, and that's a pretty good – the guy's hitting 401 right now, and we're into June. So, and even Arias kind of looked out at him and said, what was that? So you get Arias to be impressed. You're doing something well.
Dosky, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you right before first pitch.
Yes, I'll see you in a few minutes.
That is Johnny Dosko. And before we get to Chris Towns with Greg Brown, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification. You're listening to A's Cast in the Oakland A's Radio Network.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
All right, coming up next, Chris Townsend with Pirates TV man Greg Brown when A's Total Access continues.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me, comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues, look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Alex Jensen back with you from PNC Park. We're getting ready for the A's and the Pirates, the series finale from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here on A's Total, on the A's Total Access pregame show. And, well, earlier Chris Townsend sat down with Pirates TV man Greg Brown, who began with talking about what it's been like for the city of Pittsburgh to have a winner here at PNC Park.
To be relevant at this stage is almost unbelievable. It is the last time they were within a game or two of first place, let alone in first place, was 2013. It's been 10 years since they even sniffed the top of the division. So it's so much fun for this team to be relevant, because the talk shows around here, Chris, by this time, and this is fact-based, I'm telling you right now, they don't talk Pirates baseball, even in June, in May, they don't. They talk Penguin hockey. Now, the Penguins got eliminated. They didn't even reach the playoffs. They'll talk NFL draft. They'll talk Steeler minicamp. They'll talk NFL draft, anything but Pirates baseball. They just, again, they have not been on the radar screen of frankly, Pirate fans, but certainly media. But now the Pirates are forcing the pundits and the writing and the electronic press and again, talk show hosts and so on to talk Pittsburgh Pirates. And there is a buzz.
We had Derek Shelton on yesterday, and we got to meet him this past year down in San Diego at the winter meetings. You know, people over the years have tried to downplay leadership. They tried to downplay the manager. It's all about the front office. It's all about the numbers. I got to tell you, you find me a team that's coming out of the darkness and into the light, and I'll show you the guy. As I say, somebody has to be at the front of the plane. Somebody has to be at the front of the bus. Somebody has to deal with the players. Somebody has to deal with the egos. Somebody has to deal with the issues off the field. Somebody has to be the guy that kicks them in the butt, pats them on the back, has to be a father figure. Somebody's got to be the manager. I'll show you a team coming out of the darkness to the light, and I'll show you a good manager. Derek Shelton is that. Talk about the guy who's your skipper.
Well, you know, I've been through a lot of them, a lot of managers. I've done other sports over the years, pro and college.
Marv Levy was pretty good back in the day.
Marv's one of my favorites of all time, and he really is. And he took a lot of grief, but, boy, he was steady. And what I find, and this is just me personally, the best managers, coaches, managers of people are the ones, win or lose, and especially it's true in baseball because it's every single day. When you walk into that clubhouse or in an office, you don't know whether the night before the team won in walk-off fashion, came from behind, won an exciting game, or whether the team just lost their 12th in a row. You don't know by the attitude of that manager. And Derek Shelton is able to do that, and that cannot be easy because all the things you talked about, all the stuff that's on their plate, meeting with media every single day before and after every single game, all the people, you know, that manager's office door, if you just watch it, there are people going in and out of that door all day long. It's constant. People, you know, when I do the pregame show with them, 10 minutes, close the door. There's a window there. There's always someone waiting now to follow. Open the door, somebody comes in. I'm always waiting to go in. Somebody comes out, I go in. It's constant, and he's great at it. Jim Leland, of course, I was around with Jim Leland. He was tremendous at it, great people skills. And as you say, somebody who can lead through the hard times, someone who doesn't get down, someone who's able to, you know, I think he took a big-time bullet a couple years ago. You'll remember the play when our first baseman against the Chicago Cubs with a runner at third takes a ground ball, and all he has to do is tag Javi Baez, who hit the ball, and he gets caught up in the moment, the first baseman. And Baez starts backpedaling toward home, and our first baseman starts kind of following him to home plate. All of a sudden, I think it was Wilson Contreras, I believe it was, he had been at second base. Well, he just continues to run, and now he's headed for home plate, and our first baseman gets confused, and our catcher is kind of going like, give me the ball, because the guy is now going to score from third. So he throws him the ball, and the Cub, I think it's Contreras, slides in safe. And now, you know, all heck breaks loose because Baez takes off for first. The ball is thrown into right field. The right fielder takes the ball, throws it to second. Ball gets away. Third baseman. And it was complete mayhem and chaos. The next day, the press conference, and that night, Shelton said, you know what, that was my fault. My fault, because I should have let them know the situation. I mean, he tried to diffuse it. He tried to take away. He goes, the guy knows he made the mistake. It'll be, you know, it's addressed. It's a once-in-a-lifetime play. Everybody got caught up in the moment. But, man, he truly showed his true colors there, I thought.
That is good stuff. And Derek Shelton has the Pirates a half game back of the Milwaukee Brewers for first place in the National League Central. We come back on A's Total Access pregame show. Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us from the Bay Area as the A's and the Pirates, the series finale from PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Hey, A's fans. You know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
The pitch to Seth Brown now, and he drills one to right, way back, and no doubt, and that quickly, the A's have taken the lead, second deck.
This is A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us. Jess, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Good morning. On my second cup of coffee, so we are getting ready to roll.
You are ahead of me, and I'm jealous about that. But, Jess, a breakout for the A's lineup, of course, last night, led by Jace Peterson, and a performance they really needed.
Yeah, you know, James Caprillion said it himself. It felt different for the team, so the win was not only warranted but needed as they were playing through the worst losing streak in Oakland history. And it obviously showed with Jace Peterson. Now, after Jace got that error in the first inning, he ran over to the dugout to tell Tap, hey, I'm going to get four hits for you tonight. And he's a big fat liar because he got five, but it was great because Peterson went 5 for 5 with those two home runs. I believe his first multi-home run game in his career, also notched his 500th career hit. First A's player to go 5 for 5 with two home runs since Eric Chavez on June 12, 2005. And I know you spoke to Noda in the post game last night, and you asked him, you know, 1 through 9, everything was working. And it's true. The only guy to not perform was Esty Ruiz. And I think we can both agree he deserves a night off every now and then. He's the team's best hitter. So for him to get a break, you know, Jonah Bride got a couple of hits, and Brent Rooker's finally coming back, a couple of RBI there. And then, you know, we love us some Noda, 408 on batting on base percentage. And, you know, he's been a standout with his walks in the minors, and that's definitely transitioning into the bigs with those mature at-bats and the way he's been able to control the strike zone. And he's not afraid to be pitched to, and he talked to you about that last night. You mentioned, you know, the Marlins game. Are they working off of that momentum? And hopefully that carries into today and then the rest of the road trip as well.
You mentioned Cap, Jess. I mean, you know, Johnny and I just talked about it. Struggled a little bit with his command, obviously 5 walks, but he gave the A's 6 innings, and that was important, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked to Towney about it a lot, and this guy's really trying to find his identity. And he's always been a competitor. That's never in question. But this guy was demoted, moved to the bullpen, trying to figure out where he ultimately lies. And he needed an outing like this. Sure, the strikes weren't there, but he needed an outing like this to show himself he could stick through, going through later in those innings. And it was very impressive for him to stick it out. I couldn't be happier for the guy because he's always a great post-game interview no matter what. Always better when the team wins.
No question. I understand we'll hear from you later on today.
Yeah, I'm going to be bugging y'all later, too. So stick around for the post-game show. Yeah.
Jessica Kleinschmidt, thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you in a few hours.
You as well.
That is the great Jessica Kleinschmidt joining us on the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Up next, let's take a look around the last week in Major League Baseball when A's Total Access show presented by Chevron continues.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Unbeatable mileage from Chevron with Techron unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips. Like to family dinner the next town over. Or to a family wedding the next town over. Or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma. Especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with Techron. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
This is A's Total Access.
Welcome back to A's Total Access presented by Chevron. Before today's series finale, the A's and the Pirates here in Pittsburgh. Let's take a look at what happened around baseball this past week. 7 days ago, last Wednesday, Shohei Ohtani got a four-homer week started with a pair against the White Sox, including this one, setting a personal best for distance.
Another full count here for Lance Lynn as he works against Ohtani. And here's the 3-2. Shohei with a swing and a ball that's hit high and deep out into right, and that one is gone. Double showtime today in Chicago. Angels now on top in this ball game. It is 8-1.
The Angels continue their dance with .500, sitting at 2 games over coming into play today. Despite the talent of the Dodgers and Padres, it's the Diamondbacks currently leading the National League West. And Arizona pulled even with LA thanks to Corbin Carroll on Thursday.
Carroll's ready, Johnson ready, the pitch. Line drive, base hit, and that's going to win it. In is Marino, followed up by Marte. Carroll delivers a two-run single, and the Diamondbacks walk it off. They beat the Rockies 5-4 and sweep the four-game series. They've won 5 straight.
The D-backs have won 7 of 9 and have a 1-game lead on the Dodgers. in the division. Craziness ensued on Saturday on the south side of Chicago when the White Sox walked off on the Tigers thanks to this unusual play.
They load him up for Tim Anderson. The other two runners irrelevant.
Torkelson well off the line at first, and Tim takes the ball away. It slightly gets away. Nobody can find it, and the mystery ball is a Sox win.
Corey Blazer is down because it got him.
Well, let's see. The Sox win for now, 2-1 the final, and that should be that, right? Yeah, that's it.
That's the end of the ball game. On a pitch thrown to the catcher that wasn't handled. It hit him right square in the mask. Somehow Hoss missed it. Unless he was totally crossed up, and I don't think he was because he was going up to get it. It hits Corey Blazer right on the mask and ends the ball game.
It's been a tough start to the year for the defending National League champions, but the bats are starting to heat up in the city of brotherly love as the Phillies have flexed their power muscles over the last few days.
Schwarber hits one in the air, deep to left field. Going back on it is Garrett, back to the wall. It is June! A three-run opposite field home run for Schwarber. It's his second one of the day. 15 home runs, 33 runs batted in. And the Phillies have blown it wide open. It's 11-1. Turner hits one in the air to deep left field. He's going to have two. That's long gone into the second deck. A solo home run.
They're waiting. They've been waiting for this man to get hot. Three hits, two homers in this one already. See, starting to warm up a little. It's a beautiful sight, Tom McCarthy. That is a beautiful, beautiful sight.
Following a five-game losing streak, the Phillies have now won four in a row, but still sit 7.5 games back of first-place Atlanta in the National League East. Baseball's best team, the Tampa Bay Rays, keep on rolling, and their ace, Shane McClanahan, picked up his MLB-leading ninth win on Monday at Fenway.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. You can almost see the slider coming. And Wong is down. Strikeout number 5 for McClanahan.
At 44-19, the Rays lead the Orioles by 5.5 games in the American League East, where every single team is over 500. Even though they learned ace Jacob DeGrom would need season-ending surgery, the Rangers continued to win, picking up their fifth straight victory in a 6-4 final over the Cardinals on Tuesday. And Marcus Semien keeps on hitting, extending his streak to 25 games.
Swing and a ball driven up the alley in right center field. That is hit deep, and it is off the fence. Fielded by Walker. Garver is in. Duran right behind him scores standing up. Now the ball gets away from Contreras. Here comes Leone. He scores too. Marcus makes it over to third. Three come in on the drive off the fence out in right center by Marcus Semien, and the Rangers lead it 5-2.
The Rangers have the best run differential in baseball, outscoring their opponents by 155 tallies so far this season. That's what's been happening in baseball this last week, and more of A's Total Access presented by Chevron is coming up next.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Join First United Credit Union as they root on the A's to victory. First United Credit Union believes in being a good neighbor and supporting our local teams and local community. And for a limited time, you can earn $100 when you open a free checking account and use it. Use promo code ATHLETICS when you apply. Learn more at firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch. Insured by NCUA.
Three
3-2. Swing and a miss. He went soft and got him again on a changeup. That's seven strikeouts, an ongoing new career high for Paul Blackburn.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. I'm Alex Jensen. We're getting ready for the series finale from PNC Park. The A's and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Athletics are looking for their third series win of the year in this rubber match featuring Hogan Harris for the A's and Marwansi Contreras for the Pirates. It's time now for our stat of the day, brought to you by Cal State East Bay. And we just saw Luis Arraez last week. Of course, he terrorized the A's. He's terrorized everybody this season. He went 2-for-4 last night against the Royals. He is 12-for-17 with 4 doubles and 9 RBIs over his last 5 games, bringing his average to .401 through 57 games. And the last time a qualified player was batting over .400 this late into the season, Chipper Jones back in 2008. And Jones was north of .400 that year as late as June 18th, 2008, on his way to the National League batting title with a .364 batting average. When we continue on A's Total Access pregame show, Johnny Dosko with A's hitting coach Tommy Everidge from Pittsburgh on the A's Total Access show presented by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
This is A's Total Access.
It is a gorgeous day here in Pittsburgh. We're at PNC Park talking with hitting coach of the Oakland Athletics, Tommy Everidge. And Tommy, a game like that, and you always say, you always hear those words, and you always tell me the words, trust the process. You talk to your players, but it really paid off last night. That was fun to see.
Oh, man, it was huge. You know, the boys came out and just did what they did. And I think that's, you know, we've been talking. It's like, guys, just do what you do. I mean, we're plenty good, and those guys can hit. And what a night for Jace Peterson. I mean, the guy's been working really hard. You know, seems to have some bad luck early on, and just 5 knocks, 2 homers. I mean, it was big time.
You know, you saw it, too, with Peterson and with Aledmys Diaz. I started seeing it with Diaz in that Houston series in Houston. Just seemed to have a better rhythm at the plate, and he trusts the process.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he came off the injury, and he was looking good, and it calmed him down, you know, maybe emotionally or whatever, and his body just was working, you know, better, and he smoked some balls. You know, they were getting caught, you know, a little bad luck, but he's been hitting the ball really hard lately.
You know, I know you talked to the coaches in Las Vegas. But for a guy like coming up here, like Kevin Smith, how are those conversations go as he gets back into the big leagues?
Yeah, you know, just telling him, like, hey, you're ready for this. You know, let's jump on this opportunity. You know, you've been up here a couple times and, you know, made the adjustments. And just go out there and play and just do what you do. You know, the same thing he's doing down there is what he can do up here. And, you know, excited for this time. Like, maybe this is the opportunity he really jumps on.
Ryan Nota, 40 walks, an on-base percentage north of .400. And just his at-bats seem to be getting better.
Oh, yeah. He's starting to barrel more balls up. And, you know, with that strike zone judgment and with his power, I mean, he can do some things. I mean, no one hits the ball harder when they square it up than Ryan. And the way he's controlling the zone, I mean, he's going to be a nightmare.
Tommy, what can a win like this last night do for a ball club that's been struggling,
trying to find a way, run into some bad luck, but also struggled. Let's be honest about it. What does a win like that do for the club?
Well, you know, I just think, you know, some of the things that happen, and, you know, you score that many runs, you get a great pitching performance from Cap. And, you know, and Jace, you know, it's everyone's been talking about this morning. You know, he makes that error and tells Cap I'm going to get four hits, and he goes out. I mean, he gets five with two homers. But, you know, like the guys, it was one of those wins where the guys were having each other's back, and, you know, they're starting to really gel and support each other, and, you know, and that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, you know, a good thing to see is in that clubhouse, Tommy, and, you know, it hasn't wavered. The work hasn't wavered. The guys are still working. They know that it was a matter of time before they busted out, and you needed a kind of a lopsided win like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was nice just to take the lead and just keep pouring it on to where, okay, we just got to collect some outs and go home, you know, with a good feeling. And I think just like a stress-free win. You know, it was close early. You know, Keller was, you know, he's been a great starter this year. And to, you know, score some runs off him and then just keep expanding on the bullpen. I mean, it was just a big, big win.
We'd like to talk on the air about burying teams, about adding on. And that's one thing the A's have not been good at, I feel. You have a lead, a 3-0, you haven't added on. But last night you did.
Yeah, yeah, and that was huge, just to continue to put up the good ABs and to put the pressure on, you know, the other teams. I mean, we've talked about it. It's like if we can keep getting in those situations where we have the opportunity to bust out, we haven't capitalized, but at some point we are, and then that's just going to send that stress and let those shoulders hang a little lower, you know, and keep the confidence high.
When you talk to the guys, the hitters, have you said, like, look, you guys are starting to come around. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing what you guys are doing, and the results are going to come.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had some meetings. You know, we run, you know, the analysts and the, you know, we even got a biomechanist now. And it's like, you know, you're telling them, like, guys, everything you're doing is right. You're working in the right direction. These are the issues, and, you're attacking them. And it's going to come out. And, you know, Cotts had a good talk with them the beginning of this series, you know, and it just about that. Just, like, just trust that you guys are better, like, you know, take some pressure off yourself and just go play the way you can. And I feel they've really responded.
All right, coming up next, Johnny and I will have the rubber match of this three-game set between the A's and the Pirates as the A's look to build on that offensive performance last night from PNC Park on this Wednesday afternoon.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.